Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Good morning, Dan Hampton.
Good morning, gentlemen. And I will tell you this, that here we are on the eve of a brand new year. It's kind of interesting to kind of go back. I was looking at my notes, Baz, about where we were a year ago. And yeah, think about all the things that happened this year, and good, bad, and you know, indifferent or ugly, it's on its way out. And all I can tell you is the year for the Arkansas Razorbacks has been a tremendous year. And if you go and you look at some of the notes, you know, the Razorbacks down in Tampa Bay getting ready for the Outback Bowl, you got to just say, wow, this is really cool. You know, a year, 2-3 years ago, I mean, we were languishing in nowhereville. Nobody cared about the Razorbacks. Nobody cared about, you know, getting ready for a bowl game. And then, boom, all of a sudden, it's been an amazing transformation. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of folks that are very excited about the Hogs, you know, and what they're going to do come tomorrow.
Yeah, we've all witnessed some bad football, historically bad football, the worst in the history of our program those last 2 years with Chad Morris. We do, by the way, too, before I say anything else, Dan, we want for you to officially welcome Justin Moore to the morning show, a fellow musician, because we know you are too, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Justin, and welcome to the show with no direction.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Good to talk to you, buddy. I've really enjoyed listening to you on the show for the last few years.
Oh, well, bless your heart. Hey, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't send well wishes to our dear friend Tommy Smith. You know, I was a little kid when he was on the radio long ago.
You were never little.
It's been a lot of fun, you know, kicking it around the block with Tommy. But, you know, hey, let me tell you this. I was reading some of the sparring between Pittman and James Franklin, the head coach of the Penn State Nittany Lions. And, you know, it's kind of cool. You know, hey, look, the Hogs aren't in the national championship picture. Well, okay. Well, there's only a couple of teams that are, four actually. And for the rest of them, it's about making the most of this bowl experience. And so far, so good. You know, I think, you know, the Hogs have really done a great job of, you know, what would you say, making the best of it. And, you know, Baz, I don't know how many bowl games you went to, but, you know, I played the Cotton, the Fiesta, and the Orange. Yeah. And every one was great, just great. And you know what? I think it made us better as a football team for the next year. So
sure,
it'll be important that, you know, we go out and get things done. And I've got to tell you, you know, when Burks opted out, everybody was like, oh. I personally, I don't like it, but, right, you know, that's his future. He controls it. We get it. But Penn State, they've had five or six guys knocked out. So we're way better off than what the Lions are.
Now, we have to ask Dan, because, Dan, these guys know, they, when you asked me how many bowl games, they were right. I went to four. My bowl games weren't as good as yours. You had better bowl games. I had the Gator Bowl, which was a Fog Bowl in 81. I had the Blue Bonnet Bowl.
Is one Orange better than one Fiesta, and one?
His Fiesta, Cotton, and Orange are, I mean, those are all.
Yours were again?
My mind was, the first one was the Gator Bowl. The second was the Blue Bonnet Bowl, which is just a horrible name for a bowl. We played Florida, beat Florida. Then we had the Liberty Bowl versus Auburn. And then the Holiday Bowl versus Arizona State.
We loved them all, Baz.
Did you have an opportunity to tackle Bo Jackson?
Listen, Dan, I had the best game of my career against Bo Jackson, and I occasionally bring that up.
YouTube it, Dan.
How I whipped him all over the field. And I occasionally bring that up. But my point was, I was going to ask you, Dan, do you still have anything from any of those bowl games? Do you have a watch? Do you have a jacket? Do you have anything that they gave you?
No. But that's a long time ago. Guys,
yes.
That's a long time ago. You know, medals kind of start to deteriorate after a while. I think we had an Orange Bowl ring and a Cotton Bowl ring, and just, you know. But the memories.
I
will tell you this. So many memories of so many of my teammates. You know, Mike Massey and Jim Howard.
Yep.
And William
yep.
Hampton and, yep. And Larry Jackson and Jimmy Walker. I mean, I got to tell you, I don't think in these kids' minds that this is a small thing. I think it's a big thing.
And, yeah, you're right.
And good for them. And you know, you gotta think that all of these, what would you call it? All these little steps that led us to this point where we are playing on New Year's Day. It's been a long time since the Razorbacks were in the conversation on New Year's Day. So all these things, you know, only enhances and improves the program. And again, it goes back to Sam Pittman. My goodness. You got to just say, wow, how prescient, you know, it was when Hunter went out and got this guy, and how many people knew who Sam Pittman was 3 years ago? Nobody. And
right. Boom,
next thing you know, we're top 20 program again. So all of this is really good stuff.
Well, think about this. So Sully put me on the spot last night. We did a Channel 7 special live last night. Dan on the bay where Tom Brady threw the Super Bowl trophy to the other boat that was called. But we were filming it, and Sully said, real quick, name me the most recent important bowl game besides this one. Going back, what is the most recent memory? I'm talking about the closest to this game, bowl game. What would you say?
For us?
For us.
Sugar.
Sugar. That's exactly right. 2010.
I was going to say 78 Orange Bowl.
Well done.
But think about that, Dan, is that really since that Petrino, yeah. Ohio State Sugar Bowl, it's been 10 years since we've been to a bowl. And, Dan, what's great, guys like Grant Morgan, they've never really been to a bowl game. Never. Never, Dan. Right. They've never experienced any of this. So not only do you get to go to a bowl game, they're not going to Memphis. Nothing against Memphis. They're not going to Nashville. They're not going to Houston. They're coming to Tampa. New Year's Day is 80 degrees. I mean, this team was dead on arrival, this program, 2 years ago. And to see these kids be able to enjoy it and after what they've been through. Think about this, guys. Dan, you would walk out there. I covered all the games. There was 20,000 people in the stands. I've never seen it so bad. So that's what's so nice to see these guys going, we worked our butt off, and we now get to enjoy this bowl.
And not only see these kids enjoy it, these fans,
there's no question.
It,
fans, yeah, after what the fans have been through. That's exactly right.
Well said. And I got to tell you, when I got to Arkansas, you know, the program was kind of like in a lull, and there hadn't been a lot of, sustained success, and so you know it was kind of like in the back of our mind, why not us, and it's kind of been the attitude of this team. And Grant Morgan and a lot of the seniors, I don't know how many, what is there, 15 of them, they've been through the bad times. This is a wonderful reward. And you know, I love Tampa. You know, my daughter went to college there. I mean, it's a great city. But more importantly, I hate to say it, but it's kind of like the cradle of champions now, you know, with the Tampa Bay Lightning winning a couple of years ago and the Rays and blah, blah, blah. And now, of course, Tom Brady. So this is really, really, really a great, I hate to say a pat on the back, but it's kind of the way it is. You know, I mean, again, next year we line up and we'll hopefully contend for a national championship. That's what everybody dreams and hopes for. But until then, let's make the best of it and go out and put a boot in and say,
hey, it's a legitimate eight-win season.
Before we get too far down the road, I just want to tell you one thing. the passing of John Madden this week has been, you know,
right.
It's been an amazing, what would you say, kind of like a, you know, a crystallization of what this guy has meant
right.
to the NFL, to the game of football. And Baz, I know, you know, you played after I did, and when you were playing, it was almost like the era of John Madden back in the 80s and then the 90s.
Right.
I went back through some of my my old memorabilia, and in 1984 was the first year that John Madden came up with the All Madden team.
Yes.
And I was a member of the All
awesome.
Madden team. And
awesome.
I was a six-time member. And you know what? I don't know how many times I was all pro. I don't care. I'm more proud of the fact that I was
yes.
on the All Madden team.
Yes.
Because it was kind of like a badge of honor. And then, you know, obviously, for them to have that special come out
yep.
this year at Christmas, and then he passes away just days later, I don't know. It's almost like made for TV
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
drama. It's yeah. just it's amazing, and I didn't want for us to get through today without me mentioning what I think. You know, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years from now, people will remember the name George Halas. And Vince Lombardi, maybe Bill Belichick, John Madden may be the biggest name in the history of pro football because of what he has meant to the game. And I just want to, you know, send my well wishes to his family and his legacy. He was amazing in so many different ways.
Yep, he's in the Hall of Fame for both coaching and broadcasting.
And you mentioned Roger. You mentioned the hard to believe, Dan, that he was in what you said six or seven.
He was in seven AFC championships.
Yeah.
The Immaculate Reception would have made it eight.
Yeah, he could have had multiple Super Bowls, but yes. he ran up against good teams. Just couldn't get out of the championship
game. Highest winning percentage in of any coach with 10 years.
Yeah.
Got in and got out, and just an amazing career. Yeah, there's so many people that don't remember him as that. He's the
That's
icon,
right.
as the broadcaster,
yeah.
and the Madden video game.
I don't think anybody will ever be as good at doing what he did, to make it funny
yeah.
with a telestrator and being goofy, but also yeah. he had credibility because he had won a Super Bowl yeah. and he was a great coach.
Yeah. I may be wrong, but he's the one that started the drawing on the
I think he did.
Screen
I think he did. Yeah.
During broadcast,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like whether it be route trees
That's
or
right.
whatever it was,
yeah.
you know.
And did it with a funny. I mean, he would make
yeah.
fun of
Boom!
It.
Boom! Boom!
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. And then they parodied that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They did that. That with the six turkey legs and all that at Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Doing all
Sir
those things, yeah.
Turducken.
So that's cool that Dan told me it's been on that the All Madden team six times. I did want to
yeah.
ask you, too, do want to thank Bank of England Mortgage and
yeah.
Hogman's Game Day Superstore for sponsoring
for
Dan. I did want to bring up, too, Dan, I don't know if you've heard. So Penn State has had five or six starters out on defense, and they've lost their offensive tackle and star All-American wide receiver. The line has gone from us being a couple-point underdog to now we're the two-point favorite. I think now, guys, don't you think, I mean, I think it would be very, I don't want to use the term embarrassing, but we need to win this game. I mean, I really think we should win.
Yes.
I think we're going to. And like you said, Dan, not only if you win this game, you're at nine wins, guys. Nine
That's
wins
right.
against one of the toughest schedules in America, Dan, which
is
hard to believe.
I think has only been done in the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years.
Nine wins. At Arkansas.
Maybe three times
yeah,
or something.
Not many.
So.
Yeah.
Well, there's no question about it. Again, a lot of times when you're 6-6 or 7-5, the bowl doesn't mean that much. But there is a lot on the table for this program. And again, if it was a you know consistent kind of a program where you know you look at maybe Georgia, they win 8 or 9, 10 games a year every year. It's not that big. Well, guess what? It's big. It's a big deal to these seniors. Because they were the ones that
yep.
put the hard
yep.
letter on it, went out there and turned this damn thing around. And sure, Pittman and the coaches had a lot to do with it, but it was the actual players.
Yep.
And I think it means a lot to them. And not only that, not that anybody cares, but I think the SEC hasn't really kind of fared that well in the bowls thus
no.
far.
No.
Hey. You know, at some point you kind of have to say, hey, what price, you know, is all we're going to put on this game? And I think the Razorbacks will put a high price on it. You know, maybe Penn State, it doesn't mean that much to them. They've had, like you said, a bunch of guys opt out. Well, that's okay. Good for them, whatever they want to do. You know, there's only been one with the Razorbacks. That means, to me, there's a lot of guys that mean that this game means a lot to us. So, you know, it's great. And, you know, it's hard to believe, but here we are on the cusp of the national championship games. And guess what? Both of the SEC teams are the favorites. So
yep.
There is a certain banner that you would think the Razorbacks would want to kind of carry tomorrow and put their best foot forward. So I expect the Razorbacks to go all out and play a great game.
We normally would have a few more minutes, Dan. We have to get out a little bit early today just because we're running behind. But just wanted to wish you a happy new year. And as Justin said, man, we're so glad to have you on the show. And I know Tommy has enjoyed having you on. And, of course, you know, now Tommy gets to sleep in every morning. God bless him. But we sure do appreciate you. And we'll obviously get back with you next week and talk some more pro ball as well.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, and it looks like it's going to really shake out to be a wild shootout going into the playoffs, but so far so good. Happy New Year to you guys. 21 has been the greatest year, but hey, we got 22 to look forward to. Go Hawks. God bless.
All right.